Welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. I am so happy that you are tuning in with us today, and I'm really honored to be in your ear. That always sounds weird when I say that, but I really am so happy you're listening. And today we have another feel-good episode. I hope you walk away motivated and inspired. And Suzanne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. A bit tired today as well. Seasonally tired and taking care of myself in a more gentle way today than I usually do. Also because of some beautiful inspiration that I had this morning in our membership.
Yeah, which we're going to dive deeper into in this episode, because it's like really easy but profound teachings that we got so beautifully reminded of this morning.
But I am feeling good, in a good flow with training, with work. I feel like we're quite on top of things at work. That feels so good after a period of maybe feeling quite disorganized and a little bit uninspired, which is important for us to be honest about. It's not always that we're 100% inspired or, on top of things, honestly. So that's all really good. Experiencing November, being as present as I possibly can in the moments and during the days. And how about you?
Nice. I'm still in Oslo, and it's been an experience. I definitely notice how much the weather does impact me. So the last couple of days actually been really good, but I definitely hit this winter depression mode harder than I thought. And I think it's very chemical in a way to, you know, when you wake up and the sun isn't up and the sun goes down again at 4, and it's like during the day it's constantly gray. And I'm so used to having sunshine, being outside. And I think what I miss most of all is surfing, because that is really what's been driving like my whole training, my everything that I prepare for. What's giving me the most energy, the fun, social, everything. And so it was a bit overwhelming change to come here, and sort of like I go work out a lot, but I also like go for walks, but it just feels very different than having this sport. But it's also been really, really beautiful, because it's reminding me of all of these amazing wellness rituals that I know, but I just don't use, and to come back to them, to come back into actually, like, it's given me so much time to go inward, to process so many emotions, spend so much time, you know, really going into them, like crying, being angry, being a lot, dealing with them, things that I probably have pushed off for years. And it's been such an emotional cleanse. Now I'm feeling like, honestly, I feel like I've been through a cleanse. Like, it's so fascinating to me how much our emotions affect us when they're just stuck in the body. But other than that, I mean, it's super nice to see family and friends and puppies and dogs. And I love working from here, because there's so much fun things happening, and meeting all the time people. And I'm also grateful for this time, even though if it wasn't for my dog, I would never have come home in November. But I trust that it's a reason for this too.
Yeah, all in divine timing, as they say.
Yes.
What kind of fun events have you been to?
So this morning I was at an event. I don't know, like, if you have to say commercial before this, but an event hosted by Pukka Tea, which is a tea brand I think everybody knows of because they're pretty big. And they had put together this really beautiful event with breakfast and, you know, all of these influencers and a lot of people that I know from before that are so beautiful and cool. And then we learned about the different herbs that they use in the teas. And it was actually very interesting because they showed us like the circadian rhythm of people. And then they kind of matched a tea type to each time in the circadian rhythm. So for example, like at 6:30 at night, that's actually when you have the highest blood pressure, which I didn't know. So then at night, that's why you should like have calming teas, not drink caffeine in the night. And the sharpest rise in blood pressure, it's 6:45. So that's when you can have a different kind of tea to match that in your body.
And in the morning? Cool.
Yeah. And so like you can all the time have different herbs to help your body adapt to the different times of the day. Which I think is just really amazing. I love learning about herbs and the power of plants, as you probably might know. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to that. And then, yeah, it was just like nice. Other than that, we had a really exciting meeting also Monday. We are planning an event with a membership on December 17th. And we're going to open it to everyone to have the possibility to come. But we're going to have quite limited spaces. But more information will come. But together with the coolest brand by Timo in Norway, we are hosting a breakfast and a pop-up shop on December 17th. And it's been a while since I've been that inspired, really. Like, I just was a moment where I remembered who I am and what I love to do and what I want to create. And it's really fun to be able to do these physical events again. And still, you know, it's like both of us dream of having a physical space because we love to gather people and to see people and not necessarily be there all the time, but just, you know, to create these spaces. So it's one step towards a very big dream.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear more about the herbs before you moved on.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. Ask away.
So did you learn anything about specific herbs and which ones are good throughout different parts of the day? Or which kind of tea do we need when? What did you learn?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty basic, I would say. But it's always nice to know that, for example, you can use chamomile, lavender, and most type of adaptogens will help you calm down your nervous system. So especially now before Christmas, it's so important to tend to your nervous system because what is so normal is to do everything 200% and then by Christmas Eve you crash and then you get sick and then you don't even are not present or can enjoy Christmas. But it's actually so much more productive to do things in a calm way. Like you get more things done when your brain is more relaxed.
Yeah.
Because when you're stressed and your adrenals are running high and you push cortisol out into your body, like you don't actually take good decisions either.
No, because your brain is in either fight or flight or some kind of stress response mode.
Yeah.
And then it isn't as productive. Basically,
no.
It just focuses on the vital organs and like what can get me out of this danger.
Yeah, And I mean, for me, this has been like a lifelong learning because I've been so sensitive to stress and just, you know, and my body reacted so fast. And I really, for me, it's like a non-negotiable. I will not go there anymore. It's not worth my health, like, for anything.
No.
And so I really have to take this seriously. Like, okay, what do I need to calm my nervous system? I need really grounding food. I need to start my day with grounding foods. I need to eat well. And I need to drink enough water. I need to have enough alone time. I need to have enough sleep. Like, it's pretty basic.
Yeah, it's basic, but we sometimes forget.
Yeah, and I need to say no a lot. And then I think the most important component is, like, I need to be able to deal with my emotions and what's coming up. And yeah. So, for example, ashwagandha, which we also sell in our shop, is like one of these really amazing adaptogens that what it means is basically they adapt to the state of your body. So if you're feeling stressed, they will help your nervous system soothe and calm down. And the other way, if you're feeling lethargic and like you can't do anything, they will help you re-energize. So
it's
this is
so cool.
It's amazing, especially for hormone balancing as well. But I would always like read and follow your intuition when you use herbs. That's just really important.
Yeah, read up on them. And what if you have any specific conditions, then of course check in whether these herbs are good for you. But also what I learned about adaptogens is that they need to be, I mean, they work better if you take them over time.
Yeah.
So your system really learns about the different adaptogens and can actually learn to adapt. So let's say over a period of 2 weeks, you try some every day. Mm-hmm. Then you will start feeling the real boost and the effects on your body. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think ashwagandha is one of those herbs that is really beneficial and light and like good to start with if you want to experiment with adaptogens.
Yeah, and it's also easy to use because it doesn't taste necessarily anything. So you can put it in a coffee or a tea, or I usually put it in my smoothies or in oats. You can even drizzle it on top of any type of meal. And I know that that's what hold many people back is learning how to use them and what food can they mix with and these kinds of things.
That's
I also know that they come in capsule form if that is easier for you.
Yeah, but when you buy things in capsule, just make sure like you know what the capsule is made of, because it's not fun just swallowing like weird synthetic things that cancel out anything good you're trying to do with your body. So for me, I would always suggest getting it in natural form or like powder.
Yeah, and know where you get it from. Everything that's in our shop, for example, is organic. It is wildcrafted. It is sourced from the best available sources in a sustainable way that doesn't harm nature in any way and is the most bioavailable, as they call it, for our bodies.
Yeah. And of course, like there's different herbs for different times, both in your cycle, but also like in your season of your life. For example, you take wildly different things now that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I guess. And some things you can't take anymore.
Yeah. That was actually surprising to me that there are some herbs that you can't take during pregnancy.
Yeah.
I just assumed that you can take everything as usual.
I wonder if it's like you can't take them or that people are just like they don't take any risks when it comes to pregnancy in a way.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions that are like researched, and also that I made a mistake myself once and had a little bit of a bad experience with having hibiscus a little bit early.
Oh, really?
Hibiscus tea. And
That's
suddenly I felt quite ill.
Really?
Yeah. very surprising, but I also have quite a sensitive system.
Yeah.
As we both have, since we sort of have cleared a lot of things out. The body is very, it feels everything quite strongly. So,
yes.
Yeah, so just be a little bit aware, and I'll be happy to give my recommendations on anything that I have tried if anyone wants to chat about that.
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, today we want to talk about, you know, how we can feel our best up towards Christmas. And I think herbs and using plants in this way is such a good support for your body.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, just the action of making a cup of tea, it makes you have to stop up. You have to, like, pay attention and remember to drink it while it's warm. Like, it's actually something for me that helps me concentrate. And sometimes I make myself so many cups of tea and I don't drink them because I forget or I'm cold or it gets cold. And then I know I'm 100% not there. My mind has been somewhere else. I've wandered off. So
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so can you share with us which herbs you are loving at the moment? Which ones are you incorporating in your day to day? Which teas are your favorites? What do you put in your smoothies? Or how do you use herbs right now in your life?
Okay, yeah. So right now, every day I try to drink one smoothie, either for breakfast or like afternoon snack, for example. And this is where I get my spirulina and moringa, which is... can you call them a herb, or are they more of an algae? And moringa, I guess, can go under a herb. I don't know.
Yeah, moringa is a like a leaf.
It's a leaf
from a plant, and spirulina is a algae that grows in fresh water.
Yeah. So these are my two like staples. And spirulina has lots of protein, lots of chlorophyll, which is what makes your skin beautiful, your nails, your hair. And gives the plants like this, or the algae, a beautiful green color. And it's a lot of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. It's just, spirulina is just like wild. And moringa is filled with iron, which is so important for women. And it's something that you really, if there's one thing you to get daily, I would suggest moringa. Organic moringa.
Yeah.
It's such an easy way to get iron, because iron supplements can be so harsh on the stomach.
Yeah.
And especially when we're have our periods or making babies, like, you need a lot of iron. You need this vital energy in your body.
Yeah. There is actually one, I just want to mention it. There's one iron supplement that I found to work, that it's not harsh because it's liquid. And it's the Flora Dix one, with actually a lot of plants and fruits in there.
Yeah.
And iron. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. And they also have like a gluten-free version, gluten and yeast-free. So I recommend for anyone who needs additional boost. If you eat plants, or, I mean, iron deficiency is very, very common.
Yeah, for sure. And other than that, right now, I think my body has just been craving everything yellow. So I have bee pollen always in my smoothie to top with. And I use hemp seeds. And every day I've also been taking this like crown bee, what's it called? Queen bee capsules that give you a lot of energy. Which I'm just testing it out for like 21 days, but so far it's been really amazing.
Interesting.
It's essentially I got them at Life. No, I did not. Frogner Helsekost was where I got them. And the woman who works there, it's like her store, and she knows everything. She's like, really, really good. But it's basically the honey that they make for the queen bee. So it's very, very, very nutritious and has everything you need to have in your body. And it's organic and sustainably sourced. So I trust that it's good.
Are you having some yellow turmeric then?
Yes. I also drink golden moon milk probably every day. But the most, my favorite part of the day is that I start my day, and I actually only drink it out in water now, but I have like water and mocha milk in the morning. Cause I try not to I like sort of fasting in the morning, but not for long, maybe until like 10, but I, that's why I don't try to use milk. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But for me, before working out, having that chocolatey taste and the mushrooms and everything has been really amazing. And I do not know, like, scientifically if this is something that breaks your fast or not. So don't. I really don't know. I'm just trusting my body and what it's telling me to do. So, yeah, that's, like, on the supplement herb. Plant algae side. Other than that, I just eat good food.
Those puka pancakes looked so good.
Yeah, it was French toast.
Oh, yeah. I definitely spirulina, moringa staples. Trying to incorporate as many smoothies as possible, but always listening to my body, whether I want something warm or cold or, our mushroom mocha milk. Mm-hmm. I've now finished my whole package, which is super sad. I'm going to need a refill, but I think it's 7 different mushrooms. It's basically called a longevity drink because each of the mushrooms boost your health and help you prevent all the most common lifestyle diseases. So I feel so good drinking that drink.
It's amazing.
And then I love rose. It makes me connect with the feminine, and I think it's beautiful also to sprinkle it on oats and other food. And I love lemon balm tea, just buying the herbs dry and then using a teapot and mixing it together. And then my newest obsession, I must say, is our new matcha. Magic matcha latte. It's the best matcha I've ever tried. Not saying this because we stock it. We stock it because it's delicious. And the reason it's so good is that it's not bitter at all. You will like this one.
Yeah, because I don't necessarily like matcha.
No, but this one is sweet and round, and it has maca and lion's mane in the matcha.
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited about it, because you already get like these amazing adaptogens.
It's so good, and it's the reason it's not bitter is it's processed in a way. I don't know specifically what happens, but something about the leaves are removed or something that makes it sweet and not bitter. So I've also learned how to make matcha properly with a whisk, heating the water until just 80 degrees so you don't destroy the herb. And then you like sift through the matcha and then you whisk it and then you add the warm milk, and it's, oh my God, it's so good. It like gets me up from bed in the morning.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like in the winter, you need something really cozy to like first thing in the morning that you can think about. Like before you even start, the brain can start to get so negative. But before that, I'm like, chocolate.
Yeah, a cozy drink and lighting a candle. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Hemp seeds every day to get my protein up, and chia seeds to get all the omegas and for great digestion. And probably lots of other things, but those are the main ones that I love and consume a lot.
Yeah, I think it's also really cool to remember like how much our body needs different things in different seasons. And one of the really cool things that I'm doing nowadays, because we both are studying this modality where we can kind of, how do I even start explaining it? Both in your readings, like you give readings on the soul, like how the soul functions. And when I do coaching, I use kind of the same practices where I can check in what's in alignment for exactly my body or your body. And this is also a place where I can check in, like, if the supplements is actually in alignment for me or not. And it's just wild because, for example, I was taking this one supplement that, like, highly recommended during this time. And then I just checked and it wasn't in alignment for me at all. And then I stopped and I felt good again. So this is also like, but one cool way that everybody can actually test whether something is for you or not is that you can hold, for example, what's it called? You can think about, for example, moringa, and then you can stand up and you ask your body, do I need moringa? And if your body moves forward, it's a yes. And if your body moves backwards, it's a no. And this is like starting, it's a fun way to start trusting your body and how that it can actually make decisions too.
Yeah, I love that. It's cool. You have to also remember to not decide in your brain first.
Yeah.
Like, it's a practice of trust. And letting go and trusting your intuition. Because if you don't believe in its method, then of course it's not going to work.
Yeah, but I would try it. Try it on many things. And in the end you will see, like, oh, well.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
I think especially if you're a sacral generator or manifesting generator in human design. Like, you're physically drawn and excited about things that are right for you.
Yeah, let's talk about human design, because we had Emmy Ray, who runs the Daily Rest on Instagram, as a guest in our membership this morning, which was just the best start of the day. And she was tuning in from Australia, where it was like so sunny and beautiful.
In the evening. So it got pitch dark at hers during the session.
Really?
And here the sun started rising.
Yeah.
She's also coming in our podcast in not too long. But first, let's share some main takeaways from the session that we had this morning.
Yeah, because this episode is all about feeling good before Christmas. And I think this is also just one of those life hacks like that can honestly change so much. And I work with so many different people, and when they start to understand and respect their human design more, like not rigidly but more understand it, then things change for them so much. So first of all, where can you find out what your design is?
You can go to different websites. I think one is My Human Design. One is the Jovian Archive. And there's a Human Design app by Jenna Zoe as well. If you Google it, Google Human Design Chart, then there will be a website. You need your birth information. And based on the birth information, you will get your chart, which looks like a weird body graph thing with a lot of numbers, a lot of centers, and a lot of stuff that I was so shocked to see the first time. And then, but luckily, with time, so many people have developed human design from what it was in the beginning and given us a richer language around what it is. And there's so much good information on human design now. So make sure you find one of the more modern information outlets, I would say, because the more old school ones can sound a little bit frightening at some points.
So what is your, do you remember yours?
Yes, I am a 4-6 emotional generator. And that means that my energy type or my aura type is a generator, which are people with an energy that really has like a constant energy, and you're supposed to keep filling up with things that excite you in life in order to sustain and keep that energy going. And
people,
emotional generator.
How you sort of help the world is that people get excited by your excitement.
Yeah, so exactly. When you you understand how important the excitement is.
Yeah, so that you actually following your excitement is like your gift to the world. And that is also how you generate the best energy.
Yeah. And I resonated a lot with what Emmy said about, she described generators and manifesting generators. Like if you have the feeling constantly or a lot that, oh my God, am I allowed to live like this? Then you're on a really good roll. And that is basically how I felt on and off since we created Radical Broccoli and since we freed ourselves from old jobs and old ways of living and just started to create what we wanted. And then all the time I have this like, wow, am I allowed to have this much freedom? Wow, that makes me so excited. And the things that we work with, I mean, from the, every product in our shop, it makes me so excited. And so connecting back to human design, I understand that's so important because that's what I also shine outwards.
Yeah. And also just like your lifestyle, for example, you're from, I don't know, programming, you're, and I think also like because you're a Capricorn moon and because you're kind of a perfectionist, you really, you're the type of person who can actually sit inside 8 hours, look like doing your tasks until like until it's done. You have this wild dedication, and you can kind of also burn yourself out because you really, you do things all the time. But I think that after you learned about how important your excitement is, now you've switched things around. So it's like, okay, today's accounting day, something that doesn't bring me a lot of excitement, I'll go surfing first because that brings me joy, and then I will do that. And you're getting actually pretty good at it. Sometimes I have to drag you out.
Yeah, that's true.
That is something that's been a huge shift, I think, for you as a generator, because you're like, we're so different. You can be on your to-do list the whole day, even when you're like, yeah, now I'm done, I'm relaxing, I'm watching a movie. And then you can sit there and be like, but I'm organizing my, you know, it's like, it's never ending, or I'm planning the next trip, or I'm booking tickets, or I just need to fix the car before I go to bed. I'm like, wow. We're so different.
Yeah, but not saying that that is an example to follow, because sometimes I just really wear myself out and I forget that as a generator, you also need so much rest. I mean, every human being needs rest.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the natural you, but I think that I've seen a shift in you after you started to understand both rest and following your joy.
Yeah, so today, for example, I started to feel like, okay, the past few weeks I've been working so much and I've also been working out a lot. So now, today, I just needed such a calm day with gentle yoga, meditation, and I fell asleep during the meditation. So I understood, okay, I've been going a little bit too far in the work mode. So of course, divine timing with Emmy coming in, reminding us all that when we rest and restore and relax, we rebuild our capacity to create.
Yeah, say that again. It's so important to hear.
Yeah, and especially for you projectors. Yeah, just remember that your capacity, just as we talked about with stress, when we are stressed and doing things quickly and rushing around and overdoing, we're not doing it properly. It's not efficient. It takes a longer time. So when we can learn to take that break, have that nap, cancel that appointment that just tips over the top, and restore instead, when you open your eyes again and you come back to the world, you feel new. And then the capacity is like, wow, okay, Now things feel easy. And that's how we can feel every day if we choose to.
And the number one reason that we're afraid to rest is that we actually have, when we sit still, most likely we have to face our emotions.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we can have so much anxiety and we don't even know for what, but we're really scared of just sitting down and feeling our feelings about what we're trying to avoid. And that's why it's almost more, I think that's why a lot of us create this unnecessary stress to avoid ourselves. But yeah. The most transformational thing you can do is actually to sit down and like feel and go through that thing you're trying to avoid and process it and be angry and cry and write about it and finish your thought pattern. Like, okay, what if this thing is true? What will happen then? Will you, what is the, is it the end of the world? Like, think out every single thought.
Yeah.
Instead of having this like small anxiety bursts all the time.
Yeah, and trying to push it down and push it down. What I do when I feel that something is coming up is that I open a note on my phone and I record me talking to myself, just explaining how I feel. It's like a therapy session.
With yourself.
But with myself at any time that I need it. And I promise you, if you work like me, then your emotions will come with it. And it's amazing. And it's so quick.
Yeah. Which, so both you and I in Human Design, we, our authority is emotional intuition.
Yeah.
Which means that for us, it's not like, I think for the sacral, it's like follow that first, like, yeah, gut instinct, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then for the emotional intuition, it's you don't make decisions on a high, don't make decisions on a low, make them a neutral.
Yeah.
And that's probably also one of the most important things I've ever learned because, and it was 2 years ago, because I always used to say yes when I was like on a high, then I was like, yes, I'll do, yes, yes, yes. And then I'm as a projector, not, I can't fill up my calendar. Like it just, it's a no-go.
Yeah.
And I would end up so burned out or having to cancel everything. And just like allowing ourselves to take time to feel the high, feel the low, and then when we're somewhere in the middle to take the decision, that's really, really important.
Yeah, and Emmy also said, remember that some emotional authority people just never feel neutral.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay. Just go somewhere that is in the middle of the high and the low.
Yeah. I can recognize that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just being but, generally very emotional.
Yeah. And one thing that I found very fascinating that Emmy shared today was how Human Design brings this wisdom that taking decisions purely from our mind is an outdated version of how we function as human beings. There is such a wide and intelligent wisdom that we can connect with that is so much bigger than our brain that we are ready as a species to use.
This is what I love about life.
Yeah, to me, that's such a relief. And it makes so much sense because every time, more in the past, because I don't do it so much anymore, but we still do it sometimes, make brainy decisions, it always freaking fails.
What is, yeah, and just by you saying that, it like, I can feel my body just like, yeah, magic.
Yeah. Yeah. Permission to feel really good. And to do what makes you feel good, even if it doesn't make rational sense.
And that was, I was re-listening to my reading with Emmy, and she explained to me like the different points that I had. But she said one of the most important things for me was that I am a person who will beat beat to the sound of my own drum. Is that how you say it? I'm so bad with expressions.
Yeah, something like that.
I have to follow my own path no matter what. And yeah, that I'm very strong. And this was, it just resonated a lot. Like, I'm very strong, like self-sufficient in a way. And I will always take a different road, but that's also what I need to do. And it will trigger some people, and it will inspire a lot of people. But
yeah,
and this is something that I've struggled with in life, because all the time I'm sometimes thinking, like, can I just take the easy road, do like everybody else, not like always say yes to these newfound things? It can be very exhausting too. But I think that is like, it was nice to hear it in human design as well, so I can trust it more. And yeah, another thing, another gate that I have open is this channeling gate, which is all about like receiving ideas. And that one is something, you know, that I've always known about, but
yeah,
now I'm trusting it so much more. And what human design has taught me is that, and you know this about me, that I, when I retreat and I go into my own bubble, I will come back out again with so many ideas. And I don't even always know where they come from. But that is sort of how I work and what I bring into the business.
Yeah. And that has also helped me sort of let go of needing to have you present all the time.
Yeah.
In the day to day. So we've really rewired and transformed our business to fit our design. And I haven't really realized how much we've adapted to it, which is quite cool.
Yeah. Because if you didn't know that about me, and I didn't know that about me, because we're so different, because you function all the time. I don't. In a way, in general life.
Yeah.
And that could be really annoying.
Yeah, it was frustrating for me, but also for you, because you tried to push yourself to someone you weren't. Mm. And what she said today about projectors is basically that for every hour you output, you also need to input.
Wow. I don't think I did
that. So it's almost 50-50. Mm-hmm. So you go to an event for 2 hours, you need 2 hours off. And I'm almost like, I don't want to say this to you because I don't want you to just disappear all the time.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there are also many different types of projectors. Like, some are more the ones that need to nap every day. I'm not. I'm someone who has a lot of energy. So we're all different there as well. But emotional hygiene has been one of the most important things I've been practicing the last year. And if I don't have alone time, then it's like over and out for me. That I know.
Yeah.
And it affects like my gut, my like everything, my whole system shuts down, because if I'm not alone, I keep processing everybody else's energy. Most people do the same as well. We all need alone time.
Yeah.
And what about manifestors and reflectors and mangens? They're the same.
Yeah, manifesting generators have a similar type of energy to generators, but they are also very much open to doing a lot of different things at once. Mm. So if you have friends who are like, they have 3 businesses and then 5 hobbies on the side, maybe, most likely, they are manifesting generators. And it's also been very challenging for many manifesting generators, especially the ones that I know, to accept themselves of being so shifty all the time.
Mm.
Like, one day they like that, and then the next month they don't have that hobby anymore. And that is how they work, and it's beautiful. But it's hard for some to acknowledge and to accept that, okay, on to the next, let that go, let that old thing go, because we are programmed to be working steady on one project or a job over a long time. And so human design is all about letting go of how it should be and just allowing yourself to be how you want to be. And then we have the manifestors, who are much more rare. They are, I picture them as like the ones sort of leading the way, commanding what needs to be done, presenting their creative ideas that will shock some people and trigger some people. And our mom is the perfect example of a manifester.
Yeah.
She's so cool and so inspiring. She's always done things her way. Mm. This was way before we knew human design.
Yeah.
She just lived out who she was. Mm. She's worked in the military for so many years and among all these men all the time. And when we were born, she just brought us to work and breastfed us in the meetings.
Mm. And all these imagine men. They have never seen that before because there is no other women. And especially none bringing like newborn kids to work.
And unbuttoning their shirt and breastfeeding.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know,
so
if she did it in front of them, but she did it in the meeting rooms. And we have always been at her job. Like we've been to everywhere with her.
Yeah. But also the way that she works, what she tells about how she does her job, and she brings these ideas that are a little bit, not, I wanted to say futuristic, but it's always a few steps ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's where she is such a huge value to everything that she does. She has these ideas and she goes for it. Mm-hmm. And I also know that manifestors need to learn how to communicate their ideas and inform people before they just run off.
And that is one of her biggest pitfalls. It's like,
we're exposing
what?
Moms.
No, but honestly, how many times don't you feel like you've heard, what? You sold the house?
Yeah. Oh, are we moving to France tomorrow?
That has been growing up with mom.
Yeah. Is she a funny, funny one?
Yeah.
And then we have the reflectors, the most rare type. It's only about 1%. We had one in our membership this morning. We have also one friend who's a reflector. And what they say about reflectors is that they have all the centers open. And it basically means that you're not defined in any centers of your body. So you're quite open for input and influences from the outside world. And they say that you need about a monthly cycle, a moon cycle to make decisions.
Mm.
So it's all about learning to be patient and wise energy.
That's
type.
A very interesting type.
Yeah. But as with everything, every modality, astrology, readings, things we hear and see on Instagram, I always want to remind you to take what resonates. Try out the things you're curious or skeptical about and leave the rest.
Yeah. And one hot tip, honestly, like either if you're going to spend Christmas with your family or you or with like a lot of close ones, for example, and you're like afraid it's going to be super triggering. Human design can be such a cool subject. Like, have everybody check out their charts, and they don't have to know that much about it, but just you knowing that, like, oh, my uncle is a projector, maybe he, like, that's why he kind of like has a, he wants to be alone sometimes, then I don't have to be offended by that, you know. It's just such a cool way of seeing people in a different light. Like, it helped me understand my parents' thought.
Yeah.
And also my friends and people around me. So I think it's like, it can be a really nice way to respect people in a new way.
Yeah.
And allow them to be more themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing. The more you learn about your type, you learn about what you are not and what other people are. And then you grow your acceptance and non-judgment.
Yeah.
But let's touch quickly upon, before we end this episode, about a few tips taking care of yourself during Christmas, wellness, when we're feeling as I have realized that I feel like a little bit more pale and like a little bit less connected to my body, just hiding away in all these warm baggy clothes and not really feeling so beautiful, honestly.
I think that's really interesting. I was actually last week, every time I'm home in Oslo, I love to go to, and this is not a commercial, it's paid. I love to go to a practitioner and a dear friend, Else Mulvik, who works with vibrational medicine. And we've been seeing her for 3 years, I think. Like on and off, whenever we're home. Mm. Yeah, she was one of the first sort of, I would say, spiritual well-being people we've ever worked with. Yeah. And she's amazing. And I actually had the exact same thing. Like when I was there with her last week, I just said that I don't feel beautiful at all. I feel like I'm just like, I don't feel it. And of course, under there was so much more. It wasn't just about like vanity. It was about like comparison. It was about how I was talking to myself, all of these deep stuff. And the point is that it shifted inside me, and I still look exactly the same, but the feeling is different. So it is never true. It's like, it's your perception of beauty, really.
Yeah. And I think it's easy to compare yourself to others, of course, but I keep comparing myself to myself.
Yeah, me too.
And old versions of myself, summer version of myself, like looking back at old photos, and that's not healthy.
No, and I mean, for you, it's also different because now you're like, your whole body is changing. So it will never be the same. Like you can't exactly go back and compare.
No.
So it's probably like your whole psyche is comprehending with this. So it's not only like, oh, it's winter. Like there's so much more going on.
Yeah.
So it's probably like an even bigger thing to probably process for you, I would believe.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you say that, I realize that I need to get some more help.
Yeah.
But I had a beautiful conversation with mom actually, and I told her that I'm grieving my old self.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, I've never heard anyone say that about pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like the most natural thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, super hard to handle, because when you think about pregnancy, you think about all the nice things, but
yeah.
And I thought that I would feel so comfortable in a growing body.
Yeah.
But I'm facing myself.
Yeah.
Really. Full on.
Mm.
Gray. I'm like, wow. Yeah. This is happening. There's nothing I can do to resist this. I'm going into the depth. Yeah.
And it's getting stronger and stronger. So it's nothing you can try to numb out or avoid, which I think is like, it's always a reason for things happening at this time. You asked for it on a higher level.
Yeah.
And this baby is probably already teaching you like how to really face yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just preparing you for what's to come.
Oh, yeah. Deepening and deepening and deepening, and I'm picturing us growing my roots stronger, and to be able to do that, you have to grow it in healthy soil, so you need to clear out all the gunk and the goo and the blocks and the perceptions.
So I'm just curious, because you said I realize now that I need to get help, like what does that realization look like? Because I think asking for help is like one of the most beautiful things we can do for ourselves. But I know that for many people, it's like spending money on yourself in that way. They just don't do it.
Mm. Yeah, I do it regularly. But I think realizing now is a very rapidly changing time in my life. I need to be a little bit more giving with myself, like actually open my wallet a little bit more, trust more that that is what I need, also in order to create more abundance. So to me, it means reaching out to my favorite practitioners. I have some staples. I have Sarah, who we had in our membership for our online session, really clearing out everything in the energy body, the psyche, the emotional body, which is also affecting the physical body instantly. And then, yeah, I know I'm going to see Else when I come to Oslo. And in her office, I just like melt.
Yeah, she is, for me, like I call her the body whisperer, because every time I'm there, my hormone system just goes back to alignment. And she's the only person that's been able to sort of talk to my body in that way. It's that all I love all the people I work with, but for her especially, it's like I'm just wowed every time.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah, I'm looking so much forward.
Yeah. And I think that getting help, I mean, it's just also, you know, we're not meant to do all of this alone. Like, we are community driven people. And I think that so many people go through really hard things in their lives, and then instead of getting help and realizing like this is actually something you can't do on your own, they go around punishing themselves for the things that happen, and then creating a life of like, I don't deserve anything. And that's just heartbreaking for me to watch. And then waiting for someone to give them permission to actually start building a good life, and that permission slip is never gonna come. Never.
No,
like you are the one who has to give it to yourself.
And
it just, like, when I think about life and how short it is, like, you don't want to wait until you're 80 and realize like, fuck, this was my life, and I just did what everybody expected me to do, and I didn't listen to myself, and I never rested, and I punished myself. I sacrificed myself. I'm bitter because I lived for everybody else but me, when you can actually like turn it so much around and learn and be open and like start to live from your heart instead of your head, and realize like you have something really important to bring into the world. No matter what you do, it doesn't matter if you're like you're an accountant or if you want to start your own business, but still, like, we all have this authenticity inside of us just waiting to be explored. And that's what's going to give so much permission to the next person to do the same, and the next person, and the next person. And that is really, like, radically living, I would say.
Yeah. So, yeah. Such a good reminder. Yeah, I think for many people, it stops with opening the wallet.
Yeah. And that fascinates me.
I still stop myself sometimes financially. Of course, no one wants to be overspending. But because these sessions can be like costly, of course, and you're not sure what you're going to get out of it. But I have never, ever regretted a single session in my whole life. In order for me to serve, I need to receive also. I need to get help. And it's so beautiful and so important what you're saying. We all have gifts. We have divine gifts. We are connected to source energy. We can flow it out into the world. And in order to create abundance, we can't keep that to ourselves. We need to share it. That's where courage comes in. That's where getting help comes in. That's where taking the necessary steps of unprogramming your old limited self. And there's
like,
no reason to wait.
It's just like, you know, the universe doesn't work on 50%. It doesn't work on 97%, 99%. It works on 100%. Like, you have to go all in. If you want something, go all in. Like, you have to take a risk. You can't just sit on the fence and be like, I'm going to dip my toe into this. No. I think I'm going to get a toe back.
Then I get a little drop back.
So, you know, I have this one quote that I have on my desktop, and it says, "When you're 100% aligned to your intention at the level of circumstance, action, thought, and emotion, it manifests." And that's something I
Wow,
just
so important.
read seriously once a day. So if your actions are not aligned to your intention, no. If your thoughts are not aligned, if your emotions are not aligned, like, yeah, there is some there. And then just if everything aligned, it has to manifest. That's just how it works. So that's why I like running our business has been super tough at times, and like financially, it's been so much learning, but there's always this trust that I know there's a code and we will crack it. It's just like a matter of when and how, but I know that it's so possible.
100%. Oh, I love it. Great
So,
reminders today,
yeah.
if I must say so myself, for you. Yeah, we hope this episode can really help you tune in, get rid of the bullshit, get rid of the layers of stuff that people expect from you, which is only in your own head. Nobody expects anything of you if you just decide yourself.
Especially your parents, like, just don't live the life of your parents.
No, they love and respect you when you step into your own value.
And yeah, like I've never ugly cried as much as the last 2 weeks, but you know,
Same.
but now I'm like starting to feel really good because I've let so much stuff out and go. So
Yeah.
it's not
And it's
always
not like you're
beautiful.
done. Our emotions need constant flow. And I'm really proud of you for learning this now, because you used to be challenged by connecting into especially grief and sadness.
Yeah, thank you.
This is good.
I feel like it was a huge like paradigm shift for me actually to be that
Yeah.
and to actually grieve and to like have so much time and not be afraid of it and yeah, really went into it and it's been so painful, but that's the weird thing. Like now I'm like, what was I so sad about? Because it's like, you know, it's starting to go away.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have if you didn't process it.
No.
And also, when you go through that, you realize that how capable you are of holding that space for yourself. Because the reason we avoid it is, of course, we think we can't handle it. We think it's going to last forever. We think it's too much for our system. We don't have time. We can't cry in front of these people. All of these excuses, none of them true. And you build, honestly, to me, I build self-confidence and self-trust and self-worth through processing.
Yeah, I think
Yes.
that's a really good reminder. And with that, we wish you like a really good time. And also, Scorpio season is now over, so maybe this month will be a little
Yeah.
kinder.
Now it's Sagittarius season, which is all about exploration, adventure, more of that curiosity part.
It's fun because that this is a season of partying. It's
Yeah.
like it's
It's all
always
perfectly
happening.
designed, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then comes Capricorn with structure, organization,
I love it.
everything in January. So, thank you so much for listening. We also invite you to click yourself into radicalbroccoli.shop to visit our absolutely beautiful new Christmas bundles. I'm so proud and grateful that we get to co-create with these incredible entrepreneurs who make these sustainable, ethical, many of them handmade, beautiful products created out of love and inspiration. And if that's something you want to give away for Christmas or get a little wellness gift for yourself, then have a look in our shop. Or if you need to refill on some herbs.
Yeah, for sure. We really appreciate everybody supporting not only us, but also these entrepreneurs, and also like making a choice for a more sustainable planet, because by each choice you take in investing in these kind of products, the more the world is shifting that way. So we're just so proud of that shop and to be able to be selling in this way. And we really appreciate that you use the products, that you feel better, that you come with feedback, that your skin feels amazing again, all of these things that we hear. It makes our day and our mission and life really, really worth it.
So we will have more podcast episodes before Christmas and focus a lot on feeling good in this time, what we can do to give back, how we can live amazing lives, basically. Thank you.
Bye.